It's $20 for some pancakes, $14 for a sausage biscuit.
Actual statistics show the true decline in Las Vegas tourism. Now, I don't know if you guys need to hear this, but Las Vegas is expensive. Just like any other big city, but Las Vegas expensive is like more expensive than New York City. And right now, a lot of people are kind of done. You also have the trade war going on, political tensions, Canadians stop coming to the U.S. I mean, visitors in Vegas are down 11%, convention attendance down 10%. Everything is down. Vegas is no longer packed. I went there this summer. It was fun, don't get me wrong, but it was so expensive that it honestly made no sense. Like a bottle of Fiji water and a coffee. How much do you think that is? Maybe $7, $9, $10? It was $23. It was so freaking expensive. People are fed up with price gouging in Vegas, and a lot of people are actually complaining that it's getting a little too expensive. This person says, my wife and I each got a slice of pizza, nothing special, $30. Two mixed drinks from a casino bar, and with tip, $50. Dinner was well over $100 per two people without alcohol. It's so expensive in Vegas. It's getting to the point that so many people are now being fired from Vegas as one of the most famous hotels on the Strip. The Venetian is cutting jobs. Dealers are being fired. And it's not just the Venetian. Fontainebleau is doing the same thing. I mean, even like some of like the smaller hotels are conducting their own series of layoffs. The fact that the Venetian, one of the most popular hotels on the Strip, is doing layoffs just kind of shows you that this is the biggest slump since COVID. And honestly, the job market, not just in Vegas, is just getting worse and worse. And before I show you some of the videos, check out the private Discord server. We're making a few hundred dollars every single day, trading every single day as well with a lot of our finest traders. Patreon link below, server link below. Check us out.
So No Doubt is going to be at the Las Vegas Sphere next spring, and my boyfriend signed up to try to get us tickets, and the tickets are $900 each. $900 each. Like, absolutely not. Like, the Sphere is awesome. Seeing a show there is amazing. $200 to $300 feels like a reasonable amount for like basic level seats to have an experience like that. $900. We were trying to get the same seats where we went to go see Backstreet Boys. Absolutely not. No way in hell. That's $2,000 after like taxes and fees. That's a vacation. I'm sorry. It feels like I love No Doubt. I have always loved No Doubt. Return of Saturn is my number one favorite album of all time. And I am not going to go see them. Like, even if rates, like prices go down, like that feels so yucky. It feels so yucky that like, that's not punk rock. That's not punk rock. I'm not going to support that. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm done. Like, I was like, he was like, oh, maybe they're going to keep going down. They added more shows. I'm like, yeah, probably after they start milking the richies, all the people who could afford $1,000 tickets. But guess what? I'm not going to pay. Now I'm not going to pay anything. $1, $2. If they were free, I wouldn't go, because that's what you're coming out the, like, that's what you're coming out the gate with. $900 tickets, $1,000 nosebleeds on StubHub. Like, no, absolutely not. Sorry, like, I feel so grossed out that I like never want to listen to No Doubt again. Like, that's the level of irritation I feel. I love my boyfriend to death for trying to get his tickets though, but I'm like, no sir, we are not spending that money. Absolutely not.
If I ever have to pay $27 for a bottle of water, please don't invite me there because I will not be attending.
So I just bought an ice peach green tea lemonade in the Las Vegas Starbucks. And then this is usually $5 something cents, even in the venti size. But then this was $9.45 in Las Vegas Starbucks. This is almost $10. I've never drink this kind of expensive drink in the Starbucks. It's crazy. Overpriced.
I just got a coffee here at the Venetian at Starbucks, and it was $9.50. $9.50 for a latte at the Venetian in Las Vegas. Starbucks. $9.50.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but the reason that people don't go to Vegas anymore is not because it is insanely expensive. Is that true? Is it insanely expensive? Yes. But Americans are kings at doing things that are extremely expensive if they want to do it bad enough. Not only that, but Vegas has always been expensive. It's always been extremely cheap to get to, but then once you're there, it was always a fortune. Doesn't matter what you do, and it was always that way. The actual reason that no one goes to Vegas anymore is extremely simple. It was once one of the only places that you could go and gamble and sports bet. In 2025, there are a million ways for people to gamble, whether it be sports betting or options in the stock market on your Robinhood app. There are a million different ways to be a degenerate online, and it doesn't require you to fly all the way to Nevada to do it. Why take the time to fly all the way to a specific city in a state that you probably don't live in when you can sit on your couch with all of your boys, watch some sports that you really enjoy, but also gamble on them, right? That is taken place of the trips that people would take to gamble. Now everyone just does it on their couch on the weekend. So until those casinos figure out a way to offer something that you can't even get close to on your couch on the weekend, it's going to continue to be in the shape it's in now.
$52.95. $52.95 for this bowl of pasta right here and this drink right here. I'm at Eataly at Park MGM, and this bowl of pasta right here and this drink right here cost me $52.95. $52.95. I'm at Eataly at Park MGM, and this pasta right here and this drink right
here. Here we go. If you want a bucket of Coors Light, 24 Coors Light's going to run you $290.99. Keep going here. You want Topo Chico 24 cans? $290. It's all $290.99 for any type of... Oh, they upcharge you on the High Noon. High Noon's going to run you $310 for 24 High Noons. Let's go over to the... You want some mixed cocktails. Cocktail's gonna run you $40 for a cocktail. Yep, $40 for a Bloody Mary. Watermelon drink. You want shots? You can get 12 shots. You want shots? You're gonna get 12 shots for $190. Get ready to spend if you're coming here to the Go Pool. Good vibes though. But damn. I want to get some food. Chicken tender platter, $90. It's actually not terrible for 20 chicken tenders. The food's not, it's pretty reasonable, the food, I'd say. 12 cheeseburger sliders, $90. Yeah, there you go.
Yes, people come to Vegas typically tend to have money. Those who might try and budget probably will not have the same experience as those who have more money. But when people who have money are coming to Vegas and they themselves are commenting on the fact that things are too expensive, that should be a concern, especially to the strip properties that benefit from said tourism. Not to mention our state's economy, which is heavily reliant on said tourists. Vegas is just becoming too expensive to come and visit. Vegas is becoming much more pricier to be a getaway. And yes, there have been so many people who have commented, well, I do this. Well, my wife carries my bag that has X, Y, and Z. Or our family brings in food, brings in alcohol, goes to the local CVS or what have you. You shouldn't have to do that. You shouldn't have to cut corners and try and find different ways to save money for the purposes of being able to enjoy Vegas at its fullest. Anyone, in my opinion, should be able to come to Vegas without fearing the idea of breaking the bank. I'm going to add and say the fact that I'm saying this having heard from so many people, especially older folks who've been in Vegas, who've lived in Vegas, who visited Vegas, about the fact that back in the day, yes, things were much more cost effective, but it wasn't until more recently where Vegas just started getting just extremely pricey. And not just for everyday hardworking people, but for the people who have money, who come here to spend money, it's getting too expensive for them that they'd rather spend their money elsewhere than Vegas.
Okay, so I personally didn't feel like the price was that bad for the experience that I got. I paid $125 for mine on StubHub, and I think I got a pretty good seat. I was dead center in the 300 section. For the seats that were like in front of that, though, those ones were like in the 300, 400 section. And so when you start to climb into that price tag, honestly, even at the $120, $150 range, like, would some merch and some food or some extra bonus with the ticket have been nice? Yeah, it would have been nice. But, like, again, personally, the experience overall for me felt like it was, like, outstanding for what I got.
Gas prices. I live in Las Vegas. This is a Chevron. Today is May 7th. Stitch this and tag Mr. Global. Let me know what your gas prices are. I only see mine going up. How about you?
I was absolutely on the strip. And I know that Las Vegas, there are normal people that live in Las Vegas in normal houses with normal Starbucks. I was staying at the Flamingo Hotel. And the cost was $10.65. And when the woman told me the total, I was like, oh no, I ordered a tall. And she's like, yeah, I know. So I was not prepared for that. But this leads me to a whole conversation about Las Vegas and just kind of where we're at there. So I grew up going to Las Vegas. I even lived there. I went to UNLV for a little bit. And I just think it's absolutely interesting how the city has changed. I paid $17 for my room at the Flamingo and $49.95 in resort fees. Riddle me that. And I had a coupon for booking.com. So I really only paid the resort fees, which is wild to me. But with that comes $10 coffees, $20 chips and salsa. I mean, the strip prices are crazy, crazy town. And so it's just an interesting dichotomy when you think about Las Vegas and pricing and why people do or do not go there. But if you're looking for cheap accommodations, I will say I was very skeptical to stay at the Flamingo because it's kind of an older property. But it was great. I actually like, I enjoyed my room. I had a really cool view of the sphere and the merry-go-round. So like, it's not a bad thing really. But yeah, $10.65.
So this Red Bull is $9. How much is the Gatorade?
$6.50
for the Gatorade. And we in Las Vegas. Look at this shit, man.
You know what? I haven't heard anybody mention on why Vegas is empty and no one's going anymore. The flights became too expensive. I remember I would be in like Dallas or Atlanta or Tampa. I would get paid on Friday and look at how much money I had left over. I'm gonna go to Vegas next weekend. That's how easy and cheap it was to go to Vegas. A ticket to Vegas used to be like $100 to $200 max. And if you lived in California and the surrounding like states, It was even cheaper than that. Y'all messed up Vegas because y'all forgot y'all were Vegas. Y'all got a little too uppity. Like, now you looked at for a flight to Vegas, it's like $400 to $700. What? Are you crazy? It's Vegas. You went to Vegas knowing it was cheap, but it was fun. And you had no problem dropping them coins. Baby, have all of it. It literally was a Disneyland for adults. It really, really was. It was a playground for adults. And then too many kids and strollers and it just, y'all messed it up. Y'all messed it up. Y'all got beside yourself.
Yeah, if you're buying water at the hotel, definitely expect to pay like 5 times the amount that you would pay at like CVS, Walgreens, Target, Stage Door. I don't know where you're dining for $250 for two people. I mean, to me, that's an expensive meal. I tend to find my meals with my husband to be for breakfast, maybe around $50 for the two of us, dinner with a drink, maybe around like $100. And then, of course, after dinner drinks is a different story. These hotels and casinos in Las Vegas have to be upfront now about resort fees. So that's not a surprise at checkout. What you see when you're making the booking is what you're going to pay, unless if you do an early check-in fee or a late checkout fee. I don't ever do parking in Las Vegas because, like most tourists, I fly there and then take a taxi or Uber to get around. I've heard some theories that maybe Vegas is raising some prices to kind of help weed out some lower clientele. I'm not saying that's you that commented on this, but just something that I have heard. They don't want to be given shit away for free all the time anymore. Vegas can definitely be what you make it. You can spend a ton of money there, but you can also keep it on the cheaper side. There's a lot of options to help you save money in Vegas. Follow my page for more Vegas-y thoughts and reviews and things.
What's happening in Vegas? It looks like a few of the shops here at the Palazzo have officially closed, folks. This is some of the most expensive shopping leasing in all of Las Vegas, even the country. We're talking about $200 to $300 per square foot a year in base rent. And that's before you even add the triple net charges, property taxes, insurance, and common area maintenance, which can tack on another $70 to $100 per square foot annually. Let's walk over here real quick, check it out. Still, some of the shops are still open, but I would say three or four of them are still closed. So here's another store that's closed. So yeah, it's hard for these stores to stay in business. So let's break that down. A 2,500 square foot storefront can run you $500,000 to $750,000 a year. And you tack on another, you know, $175,000 to $250,000 in charges. So yeah, all in all, you're looking at, you know, $675,000 to over $1 million just to lease this single space on the strip. Here's another one that's closed right over here. Edgy's out of business. Look, this whole area right here is done and dusted. But yeah, man, these are just ballpark numbers. You know, I pulled these from public data and industry reports, but you know, the actual pricing kind of depends on your location in the mall, the size of the lease, the term, and how good of a negotiator are you. You know, the art of the deal, folks. But that's it. Hope you enjoyed this video. Like this video and follow for more Las Vegas madness. Peace and love.
We're staying at the Bellagio, and I just got into the room and like got settled because we've had a whole day out, and there looks like there's blood on the sheets and like gross crusty things on the pillows. And for two nights it was like $1,500 here, and I'll just show you guys. I'm like so scared. I'm obviously gonna call the front and see if they can do a change for the bedding, but then it just makes me think, like, will it be clean? Because these were like, it's a fresh room. I'm so scared.
What is that? That's really what I noticed. I was over here taking a TikTok and I was like, that's weird. It's just kind of, stop. Wait, I don't even want to keep looking, stop.
We're gonna call, oh my God. No, this is a really nice hotel.
Yeah, at this point, but this is on the top of the comforter and it's like, I mean, it's dark in here, but oh my God, this is what I first noticed. I don't know why I'm touching it. There's more over there, but
Vegas has gotten way too greedy and way too expensive. No. It's just not for you anymore. That's all. The 60s, the 70s, the 80s, that's gone. Been gone for decades. Vegas is more expensive now. Yes. Vegas is for people with money. Yes. If you don't have money, Vegas is not for you. Vegas isn't what it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and never will be. Vegas is now more expensive. So if you have money, come to Vegas and have a wonderful time. If you don't have money, keep your butt at home. Yeah, because Vegas is for people with money. It's really that simple. You don't have to hate on Vegas. If you don't have money, hate on yourself. I'm just saying.